Okay. Simnun Aleph Sif Hey Bein Hamizmorim Ha'ilu Shoyel Mipnei Hakavod Umeshiv Shalom Lechol Adam. So in these Mizmorim, these chapters, you're allowed to ask somebody who you have to require how they're doing for kavod, and you can respond to someone, to anybody. Ve'emson, in the middle of these mizmor, shom b'pnei ha'yira, meishiv b'pnei ha'kavod. So if you're in the middle of it, you could ask if you have to because of yira, because the person's going to harm you, they're going to hurt you if you don't do something that's very, you know, questionable person, a powerful person. And meishiv, you can answer back because of kavod. If someone says to you, like a rebbe, or says to you, shom b'pnei, you can respond back. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis Mipnei Hakavod B'Shalom Adam Nichbad Shiroi LaHakdim Lo Shalom, because a chashuv person, one is appropriate to give shalom to them. V'pasuk Hashem Melech Hashem Molech Hashem Yimloch LeOlam Vod Lo Yafsik BeEmsa. You should not break that pasuk up at all. Kimo Bein Hashem Lekeichem Emes. You shouldn't make a separation there at all. Kosev B'Derech Achaim Shitzorich LaHafsik Hu Oimid Samach LePerek. Right, if you have to stop, right, someone's coming in, you're gonna have to answer or initiate the conversation. You're close to there. Yesh lo lizah lemahi l'sayim ad haperek. You should quickly like finish up to get to a stopping point. Ki tov yos lahafsik bein haprakim mi beemza haperek. So if you could say another pasuk or something like that to get to the end, then that's the appropriate thing to do. Va'ayin l'kam b'simin samach vav b'mogen avrim b'sifkan aleph kishayom she'ein ana ragil nishol b'shalom beis hakneses beis Hatzafila, right? So nowadays we don't do that. We don't walk over and say Shalom Aleichem to someone in the middle of davening. Then Chalil Lishol Al Hashiv. Then God forbid, you shouldn't ask or respond. Lo Bein Aprakim De Kriyashma VeLo BePisukei DeZimra. Neither, which is much more serious right by the Birkas Kriyashma, and not even by this. There was a Maisa. I didn't actually have time to authenticate it, but I was told that one of the Rabbonim used to go over and say Shalom Aleichem to Reb David Lifshitz every morning. I think it was Varon Soloveitchik, but again, I didn't have time to verify. But someone used to say Shalom Aleichem Reb David Lifshitz every morning, even by Pesukei DeZimra. Such an autumn, it was an autumn chashuv mode. Yud Gimel. Uve'emtza Mizmor. Morning. I saw actually interesting on the Reb Schwab Sefer by Pesukei DeZimra. See, he says, why is it called Zimra? We have Shira, your musical. You know, we have Shira, we have Zimra. So he says a lashon like this: Shira is always to attach to something. Like sheir is a leash for an animal, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos. Zimra is always to be cutting off. So it says we could attach ourselves, or we could cut down all the inappropriate things that prevent us from being attached. So Pesukei DeZimra is like cutting away the other things, and that's the musical that comes from there as well. Right, interesting. Uve'emtza ha-mizmor, we're in Yud Gimel. Roitza lomer, ve'emtza ha-perek, in the middle of the chapter. Ve'elu hein Be'emtza haprakim. So this is why I like this. I'm going to show you first in the Siddur of Vilna how he lines it up. You know, you're diving along and you see his little asterisks right here. Bein haprakim. So this one right here was in the middle of the prakim. You turn again and he has, okay, bein haprakim. I like this Siddur very much when davening, so you know where you're up to. If you're davening using the Siddur of Vilna, it's not an advertisement, it's just a very, I like the Siddur, that you know where you're holding by the prakim. Good morning. So now he just goes through, he just tells you exactly what they are. These are the ones. Ve'elohein be'emtza haprakim. Mehodu v'ad amen v'halel lo. Min tenu oz ad baruch elokim. Min keil nekomos ad al geim. Min nafshein chiksa l'hashem ad yichaluloch. Right? Min yishem ad al hashemayim kevoido. Bein haluka l'haluka. These are also bein baruch Hashem l'alam. Ad amen v'amen. Umin. Vayvorach David ad l'shem Tifartecha, Umin v'ato hu Hashem levadecho ad b'mayim azim. These are the breaks. Umin v'yosha ad Hashem yimloch le'olam v'ed. Right. So again, I personally just think it's easier to use a siddur that has it clearly delineated where each one of the prakim are to make it easier. But so you know where to stop, where to answer. But it was up to those. I'm sure maybe other siddurim do this as well. Okay, now we're up to vav. Sarach lehafzig bein elalim bein v'Hashem. Shemaim Asa. So we know that in the Hodu section now, right? That one has to pause between, should make it look like Hashem, right? Shouldn't read it as Elim, the false, the empty gods is Hashem, right? So then, right? Where's that? Mishnah Berurah Yudalid. Lehafzik to have a little bit of pause. Ma'at, small pause. V'chein yesh lehafzik bein ki lechol. You should also pause at that point. Yesh psik bein Ki kol l'chal l'chein hakaf degusha. That's why it has a dagish in the chaf bein ha'amim le'elim uvein shemayim le'also tzarech gamkin l'hafseh shlo t'bala hamem. So you shouldn't swallow up them. That's also din by kriyashma. We'll learn later on that you should pause when you have one letter that ends, right? When the word that ends a letter, and then you have the next word begins that extension, al livavecha, right? So you shouldn't just slur it into alivecha, right? To slur it together, you should say it and pause. What's interesting, he has a dagesh in ki kol. So the kol, technically, you wouldn't think should have a dagesh, because we have the rule, a little dictic, beged chefes, right? Those six letters, beged chefes. If there's a yud behind them, so it doesn't, then the next word, if the word preceding it has a yud, ki, right, has ends with a yud, so then it should be ki chol, shouldn't be ki kol. It explains there's a psikta that makes it why now it's like the beginning of a new thing. Like, for example, divrei sora, right? It's not divrei Torah, if you're Ashkenaz, it's divrei sora, because that's a beged chefes, and that's one of the letters that has a yud preceding it. So a little dictok the Mishnah Berurah gives us this morning. All right, Baruch Hashem, we are well-rounded Jews. Zion, Tzarech lechavi b'pasuk poseach es yadecha. In Ashrei, one must have kavanah in reciting the pasuk talking about Hashem's sustenance provides every single living person with their needs. V'im lo kivein, if you didn't have kavanah, then Tzarech lachzor la'omro pamacheres. You have to go back and repeat it again. The Mishnah Berurah is going to teach us that not only do you have to say it again, you have to say it from there till the end. You have to go back, you can't just zip it in, you have to put it at the right spot, and then continue from there back into Ashrei. Hagah, Omri Pasuk V'anachin Nevarech Kol, you see that Pasuk, Acher Tehillah L'David, U'koiflin B'Pasuk Kol Neshama T'Halakha, these are like more halachas about Pasuk Yedizimra in general, because we're ending off the Simmons, so he wants to get it all in. So we end off, we repeat that's the final Pasuk in Tehillim, so we say it again, L'fisha Hu Sof Pasuk Yedizimra. Pasuk Hashem Yimloch LaOlam Voed Kishemagia V'Ata Elokeinu Modim Anachnu Loch Olif.
I'm sorry. So what is the reason that we're repeating
it? Because it's the end. That's really called Hallel in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, "Let my chelik be those who complete the Hallel every day." So it doesn't mean the Hallel we say like Rosh Chodesh, the Hallel of Yom Tov. It means the Hallel of Pesukei Dezimra. So that it's those sections of the Hallelukas that end. I have to go from Ashrei to the end. It's like in Numbers, it's 146 to 150. So we're ending off. That's like a ki'ilu. It's like a quasi. That's the Iker Pesukei Dezimra. You know, it's fascinating. I was just getting Schwab Sefer. He talks about many, many halachos that we have clear cut from Mishnayos that really fleshed out in the Torah Shebal Peh. Tzitzis, mezuzah, other things as well. So by Pesukei Dezimra also, we have clear cut halachos that we're discussing about what to say, but it's really fleshed out. So really the basic meat and potatoes of it is those halalukas. That's what we'll see later on if you have to skip. So those are like the main things you want to try to say.
Ashrei and the halalukas.
Right, that's the main thing. So then that's like he's saying, the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, that's the Ramah is pointing out, that's like, you've completed it. There's like a, you've gotten through the main part of it, and then the rest of it are not. They're like, knock-knock jokes, they're important, but these are like additional psukim that were added either before the Halukah section or after.
With Ashrei and the Halukahs, and then the other things came later? Is that what it's saying, or is it?
It's hard to say which came later or not in terms of, we're talking just about placement of it. The reason why the Hodus, like some, Nusach Ashkenaz puts the Hodus after Baruch Sh'amar, and Sfard puts the Hodus before him, because those Pesukim, again, these are additional Pesukim throughout the Tanakh, those have more of a Sheikhus to Korbanos, if you think about it. So some point out that's really why many put it, with Nusach Sfard at least puts it by the Korbanos section, before the actual Pesukim Zimra.
Sfard puts like that 3/4 of Pesukim Zimra before Baruch
Sh'amar. Okay.
But the actual Hallel, we don't, we actually say Hallel, we don't repeat
them. So you're talking about Hallel of like a Yom Tov? That's a sugya in where Sukkah talks about in Lufa Gazla, I think, about talking about which psukim you're allowed to repeat and which psukim you're not allowed to repeat. A person should be careful. If a person's a shliach tzibur, they should be very careful which nagunim they pick, because some nagunim lead to repeating, having the oilam repeats psukim after them. And the Gemara says it's only supposed to repeat certain psukim in Palal. So that's something to be more that people don't realize, that it's, you have to pick which nagunim you use to, because it elicits certain responses from the congregation. And not every.
Or you barrel through.
Right. Okay, where are we holding? It's all about the very end of the Ramah. Oh, lefasuk v'chol kol me lefadecha tishtachave ein l'shchos Lishtat lehishta chavois sham. Come on, simin kuf yud gimel. That's about where you're allowed to bow down. V'nagu lamo kishomim baruch shomer. We stand for this. We saw it yesterday. I think of Yivarach David v'yishtabach. These are the places where the minig is to stand. Okay, let's some fascinating stuff over here. In Zayin, so Sifkatan Tes Vav Tzarech Lechavin. Okay, going back, this is referring to Pesukin Zimra. Sheikar ma shekov uloy metechila leDavid. That's the reason why we're saying Ashrei. Shemazkir bo shiv choshel kodesh baruch hu shehu mashgiach al briyosav umefarnasam. So he's the one who gives us our parnasa. We say Ashrei because it has goes through aleph to tav, goes in alphabetical order, which means the entire extreme of existence. Hashem is from there's no part that's devoid of His reality, and we say Pesach Hasidach is the ikar of that. The two reasons given because. That shows that Hashem is the Mashkiach. He's the one who's providing us. And the Gemara says, if you say Ashrei three times a day, so you know, yeah, Olam Haba, right? You get Olam Haba. So you have to look at it. Even like Gemara, you think, what do you mean? That means I can do whatever I want in my other time? I just, as long as I get Ashrei off, I could cheat on my taxes, I could go around killing people, hurting people, and then I get in. So you have to understand, I think the Ritva says that Gemara is not talking that's a siba, it's a cause for my getting into Olam Ba. It's a simon, it's a sign that a person who has incorporated the message three times, like a chazaka, that you incorporate the message of Ashrei, that Hashem is totally in charge, and He's providing everything we need. So a person like that, it's a simon, that person like that is a ben Olam Haba.
Right, in other words, someone who does all those things isn't going to be saying Ashrei with...
Correct, the, right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Very good. Okay. Tes Zayin Pamacheres. Ayin bechay adam shehevi b'shem halavush tzorech lomer b'posuk paseach esedecha hamizmor kisei kaseder. You have to go through. You can't just stick it in out of order. So you have to start from that pasuk and then go through and hit the tzadi and then go through all the pesukim until the end of Ashrei. V'im lo nizkar ad shekavar omer mizmorim acherim ve'ein lo shos b'achzor. If you got through, you don't have time to go back. Mikomakon yomer acher hatzefila miposuk paseach ad sof hamizmor. You should say that after davening. Okay, so he quotes in the Igros Moshe in the Dirshu about a whole discussion whether the Seder is Ma'akev. Like by certain things we say that the Seder is Ma'akev. Like Megillah, you can't do it out of order. So here it would seem to say that the Mishnah Berurah is holding that it is Ma'akev, and that's why you have to go, you can't just put in Pesach wherever you're up to. You have to say Pesach HaSiadecha and then go from the straight through. La'olam Vod and Yudzayin V'shem Ha'ari from the Arizal, Kosvu, Sheish Lomer, Gamkin, Targum, Pasuk Zay, should say the Targum, the Unkulis on this also, the Hainish Shnaim, Yoimer, Mikro, Vecha Targum, Sheish Lomer, Pasuk, Kivo, Sus Paro. You get, when you get the Pasuk of, by the end of Shira Sayam, Shagam Parsh Zu, Me Iker Shira, that's also part of it as well. Brings the Gra, Shem Hagra, Kosvu, Shlolomer, Kivo, he doesn't say that Pasuk. Michamocha, Tinyona, Lakaf, Degusha. Again, it has a mi kamocha. Again, that's the idea of a beged kefes letter following a yud. So you have a dagesh in it. Ava mi chamocha kama, the first one. V'chein kol atzmoisai tomarna Hashem mi chamocha. These also follow yud. These don't hakaf refuya. It does not have a dagesh. Well, diktuk amzu ga'alta hagimov dagusha. He's just telling us this is diktuk. These are like. What's the correct way to pronounce these words? Instead of saying mi kamocha, it's mi chamocha. Yidmu ko'evin hakaf tegush. There's a chaf there as well. Again, these are just the dictum you would think it should not. V'yesh lahafsik bein b'mayim uvein adirim. You have to make a pause there as well. Sha'adirim koyal mitzrayim. The strong ones are going back on the mitzrayim. Yomar shiras hayam b'simcha. A person should say the shiras hayam b'simcha. It's like you're crossing the yam that day. Ha'omer b'simcha mochlin lo avonosav. We spoke about this once on a Friday night. That a person gets mechila for if they say b'simcha, they really picture themselves going through this. It would change our whole surah of davening if we did this. And the Dirshu, he quotes that you should say it with the nigunim, like you're reading from the Torah, right, with the nigun. Yud Ches Kish Omer Baruch Shomer Mashmed Mibesi Yosef De Shabbos Nochon Gamkin Lamod Kish Omer Posuk Hashem Melech Hashem Molech. You should stand for this as well. V'chein Kosel Magin Avram B'Shem Emek Habracha. This we don't really do. This is more of a Nusach Svard. Because of Od B'Shem Hari Shehatzibur Haya Omerim Hashem Melech Haya Omed Imohim Af Shehu lo higiyesh l'sham. So it could be, this is not Nusach Svarad. I mean, I'm thinking of the Eidut HaMizrach, where that's actually they start. We start with Birchas HaShachar. They start with Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. They say it two times. Everyone stands up and says that. Okay. Vivarech David ad Yomer Atahu Elokim Arizal Kesha Omer Viata Moshe Bakol Nosin Tzedakah Meumad. He would stand up and give tzedakah. Okay, last halacha, very important halacha. Ches Ein Omrim Hazmiros Bimerutza. One should not say Psukei Dezimra quickly. Ki im benachas, you should say it slowly. Famous comment of the Mishnah Berurah: Shelo yiladal yishum teva v'lo yav liyem. You shouldn't swallow up. You shouldn't skip any words. Eli yoytz mipiv ki'ila mona ma'os, as if you're counting money. So a person who's counting the 20s from the bank, you wouldn't want to miss anything. You wouldn't want to miss one word of the davening. The Chasam Sofer brings if a person doesn't have kavana through one word, there's a heichal, that every single word of the davening has a special chamber. And if a person missed that one word, they were rejected, they were kicked out of that heichal in Shemayim that had that word of davening. Kosov Rebbe Yehuda Chosid Misha Einim Elubash Heite, the person is not dressed appropriately, Yispal Bebeso Bechoref Benachas, then one should daven at home in the cold. So he explains it could be because he's not going to have kavanah, right? Tzarech Ian, like he said, Mekam Simenun Beis V'Esher Deroitz Lama could be Shimei Chamas Hakor, because it's so cold. So then Eini Yochel Lechavin Gam Tefilah Shimon Esrei Keroi, he won't be able to daven correctly. That's why he should daven at home. But very important, how long should it take? So
Assuming the shul is not heated.
Correct, right. He doesn't have clothing, whatever it is, so he'll be warmer at his house. It's very davens there, so he'll be able to have kavana. The postgame, again, I don't know many shuls like this. The postgame one, it should take a half hour for Pesukei Dezimra. Half hour Pesukei Dezimra. On a weekday. Mm-hmm. On a weekday. I know by Rav Moshe Wolfson, it's 20 minutes for Pesukei Dezimra. So again,
the goodest timetable is 14, exactly 14 minutes per
second. I can't speak about any other place. I can just say when one looks objectively at what it is, one sees clearly that the halacha is one supposed to say Pesukei Dezimra very clearly.
If you go faster or slower, then you get criticized.
There's no prize for coming in first. There's no prize for coming in last. The prize is for a meaningful tefillah. Okay, shkoyach.